UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Please put a thumb in the air. Hey.
Money don't really feel like I do. And from the ground I build my own buzz. People was amazed I was still in high school, but now I'm out. And money what I'm about. Trying to get so much that I can't keep count. New kicks give me cushion like whoopee. Keep a smile like an eating pork cookie. Everything good. I'm white boy awesome. Up all night. Johnny Carson. I ain't got a
band. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's midday for Marcus Maven. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Now is the perfect time for to remind everybody that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split. Like the one we use here at the 93.9 studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Did somebody send me RIP MM? When they heard LaDon was on the phone.
Yep.
You're done, Marcus.
Yep, it's over.
Yep. Hey, we were going to miss you, man.
Yep.
Are there any shout-outs that you need to give,
Steve? There was, but
when I started talking, I messed you up.
No, I think I have to go back and find it now.
Okay, so here's the thing. I do want to get back on the football conversation. Yeah. Maybe in the last segment we can talk basketball. Maybe do a Madden ranking or so. Mm-hmm. If we can get to that. But before, here's the thing, Steve. I want to paint a picture. Well, I want to kind of talk about a narrative at Media Day, or find the narratives at the Media Day. You can kind of tell me if you disagree, you agree, you know.
All right, now are you talking ACC?
ACC, okay. Media Day.
Okay.
For the University
of Louisville. For Louisville specifically.
Yeah. Louisville specific. Okay, first of all, I want to ask you questions. Like, okay, ACC Media Day.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of that is going to be, in your opinion, national media? Do you consider Packer and Durham national media, or is it coastal media?
They're national spokesmen for
the ACC.
The ACC. Are they even on anymore? No, I didn't think so. Yeah, they're not even on anymore.
Okay.
I think Packer has some health stuff, and Wes is, you know, busy with football, like calling games and stuff. Okay. So I think they're
okay.
On but there are local.
I was using them as the example. Yeah,
local-esque guys that speak for the ACC.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So do you think this Media Day will be the majority of just ACC media? Like, what percentage? ACC?
Oh, no, I think it'll be national because conference realignment's back.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the
kind. So it's important to kind of
that's
check
why I was
the temperature
give,
on all the universities.
I was going to give an insanely boring answer, and I hate it. I think Louisville kind of flies under the radar in this one.
Outside of recruiting.
Even in recruiting, I mean, I think people will mention it. But, I mean, we get.
Because I kind of agree.
I think we get more jacked about it. They're like, oh, yeah, Louisville's having good recruiting.
Okay.
And you move on.
Here's the thing. I agree with you,
mm-hmm.
but I want to throw in a caveat.
Okay.
They're listening.
Mm-hmm.
They're paying attention. Mm-hmm. They don't have an opinion yet.
I would agree.
First two or three games starts your next year. Louisville is my dark horse.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
who's that? My God, I had to be an athlete, football player. But yeah, yeah.
You want me to go catch him if I can? No. They look like they can run a lot.
You would not catch him. Yeah.
If I get one of those birds,
he's
scooters.
Already in his room.
It would be like that security guard.
Yeah.
Oh, what the?
It would be. You don't think that that's a good comparison?
No.
You trying to catch that?
No.
That specimen out there would be like that security guard trying to catch Steve.
I'm going to take a lap.
I don't know, Nikki. I think you didn't see that guy.
And y'all aren't far off. You're in the security guard.
Well,
see, Nikki.
Quick commercial break. Gonna have to whoop someone's ass.
You just went too far.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, we're not really doing this. Commercial break.
Way to go, man. Well, everybody theater. Just turned their radio off. Thanks.
Theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind. Yeah, you know, here's the thing, though.
I'm going to get back to the narrative, though.
Okay, because I do agree with you that I think it's a setup year.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so you know where I was going with
yes,
that.
Yes.
But here's the thing. It's not, to me, I feel like it's not a setup year.
Okay.
I feel like it's a setup early.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like early. Because here's the thing. There's not good. Middle Earth schedule is not going to. Sorry, Nick. Don't worry about it. Why is this thing not on?
What's up? Can I help with
something? No. There it goes. We're good.
Okay.
Middle Earth schedule.
Yeah.
Is not going to impress people.
No.
But that. UCF,
yeah,
was it South Florida and Florida State?
Syracuse, UCF, Florida State, South Florida.
Yeah,
that's your first four.
I'm grouping those four.
Okay, yeah.
You show up in those, we'll have almost everything to do with your preseason ranking.
Yeah,
for the following year.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, if you just split. If you just split and just have a split and split down the line and just do that, it's going to be like, okay, put it this way. I think the narratives are going to be extremely different based on your first couple of games. Because I think people are going to want to know.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this dude has convinced some big-time players to come in here. I want to see what they got early so I can, you know,
yeah.
So I can say, okay, I believe in this program.
Yeah.
So the hurry up and wait conversation is just to get to the first four, and like I said, the national media, I think we got to start early. We really have to start early.
Yeah, I agree. You do need to. And you're going to get out of those four games, you're going to get a Friday night. Or what I think Syracuse might be a Saturday.
Florida State's going to be a Friday night.
Florida State, your first home game's a Friday night. Let me pull this up really quick because I know that first four you're going to get a few.
Yeah, off the grid games.
Okay, you have,
and I'm saying off the grid in a good way. Like you're by yourself. You know, you can be a beacon game.
Yeah, absolutely. Syracuse.
God, I love that pressure, Steve.
Oh, I know.
I love that pressure of
Syracuse
night,
is Saturday.
Friday.
Saturday at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
UCF.
We start on a Saturday at Syracuse at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Jesus.
UCF is a Friday night game.
On the road.
Uh-huh.
We got a. Oh God.
Florida State is your first home game, and it's a Friday night 7:30 game.
Oh God.
And then you go back to Saturday. So you have in week two and three, you're going to have Louisville versus UCF, Louisville versus Florida State. Because, again, Syracuse, I don't like it, but Syracuse is going to get hidden. Opening week, college football, 8 o'clock game, Louisville-Syracuse.
Oh, God.
That game gets hidden. You go do
okay,
your
stop.
Thing. Okay.
I just had a thought.
Okay.
And I, listen, it can be a conversation or it can be ignore.
Okay.
I just changed my opinion on Syracuse listening to the schedule. You reading out the schedule out loud, you know what I just turned into?
What's up?
Just get out of there with a win.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, I wasn't like that at first.
Yeah, yeah.
At first, I was like, you got to blow out Syracuse so I'll have confidence in the next three games.
Yeah.
If you don't blow them out, I'm going to – because I know during the summer I kind of was in that you got to be impressive against Syracuse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If they're not a good team, if they're not supposed to be a big-time team, you got to work them.
Yeah.
I just changed my old opinion.
Yeah.
You get me out of that that awkward arena. Get me out of that awkward arena. With a win.
Yeah.
27-24. Let's go to work.
Yeah. Listen, I'm with you on it because, I mean.
Did you change or were you always kind of like.
Well, no. I mean, when I start looking at the schedule.
And actually playing the games, like seeing them play out in your mind.
Yeah. When I start to look and I go, okay, that's opening night, college football. I mean. You know, Notre Dame, Ohio State's playing a big game the exact same time. You know, I mean, you look at Georgia and Oregon play that day right before you. You know, I mean, the only way you get, I think, noticed on that one, I mean, you could go put up a massive number. I mean, you know, so I mean, there is something to be gained from there. You're going to be on the ACC network. I mean, there, you go put up a big number there. So, you can get people to go, oh, man, like flip over and look at this little thing real quick.
If you get a number, you can get into the big conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So don't get me wrong. I mean, I guess I'm saying, though, if you have a so-so performance, that kind of gets hidden in there. But if you put up a big-time thing, you know, it's like Malik Cunningham's shaking and we're running and we're, you know, and Louisville wins.
I don't want to put up a big number with Malik.
Well, get over it because that's what you have. You have a guy who's going to put up the biggest numbers.
But why not? Isn't that going to be kind of the act of the team?
Nikki. Yeah.
No, I mean, play to your act. The act this year is to find a magic number, race to it, and then hope the defense can hold. And
The Maxwell list come out today.
I know.
You know who's on it?
Malik.
Right. That's who you pander to. So he puts up a big number, and he's throwing for crazy yards and stuff. And
I want my new running back to go for 283 yards.
Maybe he does. Maybe he does. Like, that can work, too.
I want him to have the Malik numbers.
Well, sure, that's great, but Malik's going to have the ball in his hands every play.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, and you win that game 45-17, you know, or you're working people. I think people turn over, you know, and you go, okay, let me see what's going on here. Because actually now to look about it, there's not a ton of great games going on Saturday night. I mean, Notre Dame, Ohio State. After that, I mean, the same time you're playing on that opening night, you're going up against Utah State, Bama on the SEC network, Memphis, Mississippi State on ESPNU, Notre Dame, Ohio State, ABC, that's a big one, Colgate, no, that one's not on TV, Murray State, Texas Tech on ESPN+.
We're going to be the gang.
I mean, Boise State, Oregon State. On ESPN, I mean,
second game.
Yeah, I mean, like you're in play to be one of the games behind Notre Dame, Ohio State. You know, that it's like check it out. Yeah, that's worth checking out. So yeah, I mean, I guess I kind of retract what I said. I mean, but my point still stands. There's so much good football that weekend. I mean, like I said, at 3:30.
Yeah, by the time it gets to
if you it's a tough game, but you get out of there
by Monday morning storyline.
Yeah,
you only get in the algorithms if you put up a number.
Yeah, because Sunday, Florida State plays LSU at 7:30. LSU's favored by 3. You know, I mean, Clemson and Georgia Tech play on Monday. If you win by 7-10, nobody really cares. We'll talk about it. We care. Yep. But nationally, you turn right around the next Friday. UCF's probably going to be a top 25 team. You're going to go to their place. That's where you say, hello,
the
here we are.
The house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh God,
I'm getting sick. Yeah, I know. A lot of people thought.
I'm listening.
Syracuse was Friday. I did too for a while. I guess it's not. They got it as September 3rd. So I thought it was a Friday too there for a while. Maybe they changed it. Like, am I, we're crazy on that? But no, I guess you wouldn't start out with three Friday games.
Yeah, maybe we're just getting mistaken for the other early Friday games. But I remember there being a lot of Friday talk early in the season.
And it's Louisville. Like, you expect to have games on Friday nights.
Yeah.
I mean, just it's naturally your DNA to play off.
Because week two, UCF Louisville, which the predictor has you losing.
Final score.
It just has 63% UCF. So you're at UCF, 7:30, ESPN2, you got it to yourself. You're the only college football game on. Week three, Florida State at Louisville, 7 o'clock on ESPN. You're the only game on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've got an opportunity there to really make some noise. Then, you know.
Oh, breaking news. Florida QB will no longer use AR-15 nickname. Oh, okay. I was just checking that out.
Fair enough.
Okay, keep going.
Don't look at me.
I didn't.
You're like, and then you get into conference play. But, I mean, I like to group the season. I usually try to group the season 4-4-4. I go, okay, you got 12 games, so it's like, okay, here's the first four.
Okay, middle Steve four, Satterfield.
Last four. That's why you have to do it. No, this goes way back before
then. I was
going to
say, right.
This is Bob Valvano talking about segments as I'm growing up. Like, I'm going way back. I love it. Like, that's like.
The four. Yeah, the four.
Yeah, it's like, you got to win this segment. And you're like, yeah, that's right. Yeah, like, hey, babe, if you win every segment, you win the game. You know, you're like, all right.
Okay. Segment scoring.
Let me ask you. Does that work with you, Steve, when you were a player? Win the quarter?
Nah, when you're a player, you're not thinking about it like that.
What about you, Nikki?
You're thinking win the play.
Have you ever went out there thinking, looking at the score like, we just got to win this quarter?
When you're part of a rebuild like U of L hockey was, I'm serious. Like, it was – I was the same way. When I was like, what the hell, really? Like, we're just going to – and Pops was like, no, you have to understand how bad you guys are, Nick. He was like, you win a 5-minute game against IU. Wait,
repeat that, Nikki. See, you see what I'm saying, people? This is a generational curse handed down from Bob Valvano to his firstborn child. What did he say to you? What did he just say to you?
Oh, well, I phrased it a lot harsher than he phrased it, but it was basically just like, hey, look, you guys have one good line and four dudes that can't skate. You're playing against the. Like, hold them.
New segment.
Can't win.
Things not to say.
Okay.
Things not to say to your firstborn male child.
Oh, my God.
You
got to
understand how bad y'all are.
Yeah. Like, you suck.
Okay. To be fair, I was sort of like, you know, a toddler in there with a pen fighting a grizzly bear.
How could you not be if he's... Because listen...
They called Nick the aggressive field mouse. That was his nickname.
I was hung like one.
That was what... It's Jeanette's nickname for him. The second four-team segment...
They call me the Magic Man. Listen, I'm not even there.
The reason I do that is... Don't use Magic Bands. Magic Bands are a sacred thing that you buy at Disney that gets you in the park and all my rides. You will not take Magic Bands.
I said Magic Man.
That's stupid. You're stupid. You're stupid. Enunciate. Coming from me. I know, yeah. Enunciate, moron. The reason why I break it down like that, though, is it's like you've got those first four. You're going to play those Florida teams. You're going to get Friday night games. Then you're going to go to what I like to call the second four, which is kind of the...
Why do you like to call it the second four?
Because it's the second four.
I'm listening.
I like to call it the traditional.
Can we call it Middle Earth?
The traditional ACC games. You play Boston College at Boston College. You play at Virginia. Do we play home game? Okay, Louisville at home.
Who?
We don't play
Pittsburgh.
You play Wake Forest.
Got a red and white game in the middle.
I mean, listen, you're going to play four quarterbacks, boom, 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 right there in a row that are top 20 quarterbacks in the country, just right in a row. Then you go to the last four, which I like to call the last four.
Mm.
James Madison at home. You need to take care of it.
Dangerous. James Madison team.
Okay, yeah, if it's dangerous, then I'm done with the season.
They won.
I don't care.
They won.
If they won it by 150 points.
They won their championship last year.
FCS champions by 1,000. If you lose to them, to hell with the season.
It's on the road.
And the recruiting
class.
Isn't
it on the road?
No, it's not. You're not going to James Madison?
I thought Denny Crum made the schedule.
Like, I'm not going to James Madison?
What's wrong with Coach Crum?
Then you go to Clemson. NC State comes in, and then you go to Kentucky. So it's like, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, that it breaks down this year.
If you
year.
Beat Clemson and lose Kentucky, does your feeling change?
If you lose to James Madison, no. I'm not losing it. No, I'm not playing that game. I'm not making deals about beating FCS James Madison. No. I don't know.
They're an extremely underrated team.
Yeah, Steve. Awesome. That's great. Okay, you know who you sound like to me right now?
I'm listening.
Well, I mean, could Bama beat the Raiders? No, Bama couldn't beat the Raiders. The Raiders would walk over Bama. It would be a 28-point spread. What are you talking about? Could your 2015 Kentucky team, you think they could beat the Hornets? No! No, I don't. The Hornets, they couldn't beat Wisconsin. What do you think the Hornets would have done to them? Like, we're having that conversation mid-season. It's like, the Hornets would have beat them by 50. You know, it's like Gino Auriemma said. I was watching the.
That was funny.
Oh gosh, the.
Are you sure you want to say it, Steve? Listen, I got canceled already for my wedding comments. Don't get yourself.
Canceled. We might be talking about something different. Okay, I was watching the women's. It was about the great documentary. It was about the '96 women's Team USA and how what they did kind of was a catalyst for the WNBA. And Gino Auriemma was talking about when he was the Team USA coach later.
Yep.
He's like, I mean, you know, we went in and we played these colleges, and he's like, you know, I mean, because they were talking about the head coach didn't play Rebecca Lobo, right, at UConn as much. And Gino was like, I kind of thought it was Bush League. You know, he's like, I mean, we went in there. We played these colleges. He's like, for the women's game, he's like, if you have a star coming back to her hometown, I don't care if she starts or not.
Yeah.
You start her. He said, because we're going in here. We're playing these college teams like Tennessee.
Right.
UConn.
Right.
He's like, and we're going to beat them by, this is what he said. He's like, we're going to beat them by 50, 75, whatever we want to.
Yep.
You know, it's like, he's like, so, you know what? We play them. You know, like we play, like that 96 team, I think Louisiana Tech gave them a game because they were trying out different stuff and they were like practicing.
Yeah.
And they look up and they're like, oh man, it's kind of close.
4-point game.
And then they were like, no, it was like a 4-point game.
Okay.
And then they were like, come on. All right, now we just got to be, she put her girls in there and was like, let's go. And they ended up, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, okay, so back to the whole thing. If I can't beat FCS James Madison, I'm out.
You know what I thought you were going to talk about when you said Gino Auriemma?
I'm listening.
Nikki, I need you to look at something for me.
Yes, what you need, bud?
Type in Gino Auriemma. I don't know if you can spell his name.
And he's then my delegation, of course.
And then type in Boogie Cousins.
Okay.
Oh yes, I know what you're talking about.
Is it Brittany?
Brittany Griner.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if that was going to be the conversation.
Yeah, because people were saying that she could beat
Boogie Cousins.
Wait, this really happened?
Yeah. And Gino Auriemma was like,
"Do you see a short clip of that?"
Well, it's Boogie reacting to it. I think, is that the one you want?
No,
I don't know.
Yeah,
essentially Gino Auriemma was like, hell no.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. I misread it. Yeah, he said put the house on Boogie.
Okay, do you got the play? Do you got the sound of that?
Let me see.
Yeah, check it out.
Let's go down this road together. I got the delay on.
I'm glad she's that confident in her abilities. But she's also a little delusional. Like the confidence, BG, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Oh, this is all the NBA players reacting to it.
He says you'd be no better than the third best post player on the men's team.
I'm just going to use that to fuel this. I mean, I'm better, but...
That's Brittany Griner,
And I know that kind of gets at him, but it's okay. It's okay. It's okay, little man.
But I would like to see that. I would pay to see that.
Mello?
I pay for our ticket.
Front DeAndre?
Row. I got to be front row.
My money's on BG.
Diana Taurasi?
I got cuz on that one.
Draymond Green?
No referee, I'm going to go to the ATM.
Wait, pause.
Gino,
pause.
And I'm going to sell my house.
Pause.
And I'm going to...
Sorry.
Listen. I thought that was interesting by Gino Auriemma saying, if there's no referee. Jeff Walls would have got suspended for saying something like that. Because he almost insinuated, like, yeah, it'll be a fix. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
funny.
You're not supposed to talk like that, Gino. Like, I thought about that. Okay, right. Go back to the Gino.
My house, and I'm going to put all my money on DeMarcus Cousins.
I'm glad she...
Right, he was just like, don't have this conversation. But yeah. Point being, I didn't.
I'm not losing to James Madison and getting told, well, it was a good team. Well, tell you. I'm not listening. So I'm not.
Let us take our last
conversation. It's not a conversation I'm having.
Middays with Marcus
Mayer. Just not. I'll be done. I'm out. Like, I'm out. You lose to James Madison. Do you know
I got to deal with these Kentucky fans?
Yeah.
And it erases the Peacock game from human existence.
No, I don't know if it's that bad. I mean, like, St. Peter's.
They don't have a campus.
Yeah, like, no, it's not that bad.
They're a corner. They're like a corner.
That would be like James Madison beating, I mean, much I hate to say it, like, Bama. I mean, like, Kentucky is.
What seed was Kentucky?
The two. Yeah, like, I'm like, Kentucky had NBA dudes. Like, yeah. Like, hey,
I forgot they were a two seed.
Yeah. Now, if James Madison beat Alabama, we'd be like, dang. Like, you know, like, yeah, like that. Yes, no, I'm not comparing that. As much as it pains me to say that. A two seeded Kentucky with the national player of the year and a first round pick at point guard.
They had the national.
Yeah.
So you mean.
I mean, that's dang near Bama. I mean, that's Bama in football.
You mean a first round point guard?
Yeah.
And a top 20 pick on the bench?
No, a top 10 pick on the bench.
Oh, yeah.
And the national player of the year at center.
They had the national
player. The most
player.
Dominating position on the floor. If I'm playing St. Peter's, what am I doing? Where's Oscar? Give me the ball. Oscar. Okay. Rebound.
You mean you can dribble.
Where's Oscar? Here.
You mean you mean you can lose even if you got a point guard?
Yes. If you got three. Yeah, three. But they didn't have one that could realize, hey, maybe let's just – Oscar. Ball.
You mean to tell me if your team has enough IQ?
Hell, we may have one, but he could dribble down the court and throw it to Sidney Curry.
You mean to tell me if you have one guard that's smart enough?
Yeah, it seems like coaching, doesn't it?
To throw into the big man?
Yeah.
That you can win?
Yeah, it's almost like coaching matters.
Last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven. On 93.9 The Ville. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So, Steve, I made a mention of the Malik thing. The last of the football conversation, kind of,
yeah.
You know. You have accepted that we are a quarterback-centric offense?
Well, I think you have to be. I mean, at this point, because
you have three
years guy.
Evidence.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I mean, who are we bringing in? You're bringing in Pierce Clarkson
or
quarterback, running back.
Is that coach philosophy, or is that just he? Okay, here's what I'm asking, Steve. Malik Cunningham is a playmaker.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about that.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a fear of mine. I don't know if it's a rational fear. I don't want to lock in on this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know your opinion. I want to say this the right way. So, you know, pardon me for taking a couple breaths. Sometimes I feel like Coach Satterfield is a find my four best playmakers and just design everything around them.
I kind of think so, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And okay, I think Bobby Petrino feels like I need to have a weapon at every position,
mm-hmm.
and I need to like a more balanced, weapon offense.
Right.
I can put 7-8 people in weapon areas.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just working with what I have?
Yeah.
Or is Satterfield I'm asking the question. Do you think he's going to expand his style of using the weapons around him?
Yeah.
He gets deeper.
Yeah. I mean, I think Malik's a runner, so you use him for what he is. I mean, I think when you bring
Do you understand
him,
the question I'm
yeah,
asking? Like,
yeah.
like, would he become more of a spread the ball around if he felt like he had more weapons?
Probably.
Or is he still just like, I'm just going to get my four best guys and get the ball to them?
I just think it's that. I think that's the way you do it. I mean, I think with Malik Cunningham has a skill set. You use the skill set that he has. I think Pierce Clarkson is going to be a different type of player,
mm-hmm.
and you use the skill set that Pierce Clarkson has. You know, and when you put Pierce Clarkson in there and you put receivers around him, you put tight ends around him, you know, a big, tall, athletic tight end that you're bringing in, you've got Reuben Owens back there, you use that. So I think you tailor the offense to whatever it
okay,
is.
Okay, don't say the word. Don't say the name Reuben Owens.
Okay.
Because I just want to stay here in the present.
Okay.
Who starts game one running back?
Probably Evans. I would think, yeah. He's probably the best, right?
I mean, oh God! Did you tell Nikki why I was whining?
Oh yeah,
about the team. Did he tell you, Nikki?
Yeah.
He didn't explain to you why.
I did.
Hey, what was this?
Oh, they've got.
No, 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 no.
I don't even know why I talked to you.
Well, bring it back.
You had the whole conversation.
I drank a lot this weekend.
We're gonna ask Jeanette. What does that to do with him talking to you?
Because I don't remember things.
He said it in the pre-show, though. You can't forget that. Does Jeanette think you're a good listener?
Huh?
Okay, this is what happened, people. I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna say it. I spent the weekend around a lot of big time football players.
And I
was comparing them to guys that are on this campus. That's just a bad thing to do.
Sure. Especially a bad thing to do after they're 4 years into the league, too.
I mean, I don't care, Steve.
Go look at Lamar Jackson right now.
Yeah, the framework, though, is just different.
They'd be like, oh, that guy? That guy played a little.
But you could see Lamar and tell that he had the body to put on weight.
Well, yeah, I mean, go grab Mekhi Becton.
Yeah, like you knew he had already a framework to.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Jalen don't hang out with the dudes on the bench. I mean, like the guys you saw there were the best players on Tennessee's team. Like,
but here's the problem.
Well, look at Jair Alexander. You'd be like, dang.
Joshua Dobbs didn't even get respect. He's 5-6 years into the league.
Yeah, because he wasn't that good. So I can recruit a big guy and maybe somebody can play around him.
Josh is awesome.
No, he is. I mean, for what he is, I mean, but.
You better leave him alone.
I'm just saying.
Hey, Nikki, Josh Dobbs, I came into the reception.
That's
I
fair.
Came into the reception.
This is fair.
The first two faces I see in the cocktail hour reception, Butch Jones and Josh Dobbs just sitting there kicking it.
Nice.
Joshua Dobbs said, what you drinking?
It's going to be a good weekend.
That's exactly how I was like, well, thank you, young man. I'll have a vodka, please.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, or what? Or Tito's? Tito's good? Yes, Josh.
That'll do just fine, Josh Dobbs.
That will do fine, good sir. And it was an open bar. I got my cousin over here on the MLB Network. I got Alvin Kamara over here. I got Super Bowl winning Derek Barnett over here. I got Kenny Galladay over here. I'm sorry, Steve. I had to do that.
That's fair.
I just had to get that out of my system. And I didn't cry, Steve.
That's good.
I didn't cry.
That's good. That's good.
Oh, boy.
Is it close? It's little, close.
A little misty eye, but no tear. I get it.
Listen.
Fall.
Jalen freestyled his vows.
Whoa.
Are you insane, boy?
Wow.
Are you insane?
Wow.
Out of the whole wedding, there was 12 speeches. 10. Only two.
That's a lot.
Only two jackasses freestyled. Yeah, I was the other one.
Had a baby.
Just let it fly.
Now you're a professional.
Listen.
I'm a professional pontificator.
Once I didn't have to do the ceremony stuff, I was like, oh, it's a wrap. I'm not preparing for this. I mean, I have a general idea what I want to say. but Steve, look, Jalen went up like this, Steve. He went, the first time you challenged me, and he went, and then everybody went, aww. Mm. And then I was like, give me a stick.
Yeah, the cold water, you poured it on your head. Yeah. Anybody else, is it hot out here? Anybody else getting hot? Why are we doing an outdoor wedding?
Oh, God, I tried to do anything, Steve.
How did it feel? Was it feel comfortable out there and stuff?
It was hot.
They wait till the evening, but it wasn't like unbearable. Like,
you know, once they start doing wedding stuff, it's like,
did it go pretty quick? Was it?
Yeah. Look, maybe the wedding planner did do a good job on the speed of the wedding. Yeah, it was quick. Plus, he freestyled. He did vows. So it was love. You know, just lovely stuff.
Yeah.
So that was, it was quick. Yeah. But I started looking at the flowers and crap around there. You could hear the woo girls in the background during the wedding, though.
Yeah.
They were making a bunch of noise. But it was like, okay, they're having a good time. Wedding planner. Hey, why don't you send somebody out there with a sign that says, hey, in this window, quiet, please. We're having a wedding going on. So, yeah, it was awesome.
That's awesome.
Okay. But what does that top one say?
Did Cam Mabin's son get drafted last night, or is he still eligible to come to the Ville?
Nikki, turn my mic off, okay?
Okay.
Steve, Louisville is on Cam's son big time. Mm-hmm. Okay, turn it back on.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
You know, so, the Reds of all people had to draft one of Louisville's top guys yesterday at 18. Like, thanks.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Kid out of, I think he's at IMG, actually.
At a Louisville IMG.
He's going to come to Louisville. Reds draft him 18, so I'm assuming he's
just
gonna,
snatching him right out of.
I assume he's going to go.
Like, he's going to forego that good damn McDonald tutelage?
I don't know. I mean, but 18th is, I mean.
You're playing.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you're probably starting double A. Start in double A.
No, that, but yeah, that's
yeah,
what I mean
yeah,
Cam went 7. He had to do 3 years in the
but I mean, if farm you, system. Yeah, I mean, if you can skip past AAA, you know. What is this tweet?
I'm listening. Are people trying to – I think people just missed us together, and they're just trying to get some energy going.
I'm listening to this live. My basketball team.
You're gonna get knocked out, Kevin. You better get their chin down. Okay, which players of ours get knocked out?
This is my basketball team, man.
Our basketball team is boxing.
Oh my goodness!
If y'all hurt y'all wrist, Kenny Payne, I can't defend you.
Oh, Jalen Withers, no.
What'd he do?
No, Jalen Withers.
What'd he do?
No.
What did he do, Steve?
Oh, listen.
Our team released a boxing video. Have you sent it to me yet?
Oh, no. No, listen. All these phenomenal just, dude, Brandon Huntley Hatfield's hitting this heavy bag. Like, dude, wait till you see this. Look, Brandon Huntley Hatfield's just pounding this heavy bag. Boom. And watch Jalen. Look,
hold on. Look.
Kamari Lance.
He's taking it serious. But he balled his lips up.
Jalen was like, I'm not hitting this bag.
I'm not hitting this bag. My delicate wrist, I'm not doing that.
I'm not hitting this bag.
I'm not hitting this damn bag. But I did see him doing a little yoga. I did. Yeah. Did see him. Okay, little. Cue the haters.
Oh, God. Hey, listen, I'm going to be honest with you, though. Let me say something about that. Dude, I was at the mall yesterday.
Mm.
We went to St. Matthew's Mall. And I had three separate people stop me to talk sports, to talk U of L. All three of them were like, hey, man. Like, listen, we're so pumped for this season. We're so, you know, like, we're so excited about where things are going. And I'm like, the couple people that are trying to, like, oh, I'm going to be the Kenny Payne hater guys. You know, it's like, dude, get so drowned out by how much positivity there is. It's like, oh, my gosh. It was really refreshing. So, thank you all y'all that came up and chatted with me. For, like, you were not bothering me at all. Like, thank you.
I want to say this. I want to say this, Steve. And it pulled me right back out of it. Listen, again, thank you for intercepting what the cue to haters, because that was going to take me down a stupid road that shouldn't be me discussing. But I'm telling you, Steve, this was how I eliminated the hater talk from my brain. I saw that Dave Chappelle quote, and he said it in such an emotional, convincing manner.
Mm-hmm.
He said, would you agree, Steve, that Kenny Payne got a hero's welcome?
Yeah.
Nikki, would you agree?
I'm sorry, Nick. We didn't mean to bug you while you're producing the show.
Would you agree that Kenny Payne got a hero's welcome?
Yeah.
100% like that.
You don't get a photo like that in your opening presser without like a hero's welcome. Like I thought
with the mayor and government,
that's a great photo. I mean, everyone. I mean, you can play Where's Waldo and pick up all the
heroes return.
Yes, 100%.
Sorry,
Dave Chappelle. I saw a clip, and it's a quote from a leader. I can't think of it right now. Dave Chappelle said it. He said, "When a hero stumbles, the cowards will rejoice."
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. It's a great quote.
When a hero stumbles, the cowards will rejoice. I thought about that. I applied it. It's one of the truest things. People, you know, gosh darn it. I got to say this too. You know who else that made me think of after Kenny Payne?
I'm listening.
Jack Grossman.
Okay.
Okay. Kenny Payne, usually my next thought is Jack.
Yeah. 1-1-A.
I'm proud of Jack.
I'm proud of Jack, too.
I am proud of
Jack. I'm glad this is going there.
Yeah.
Because I thought we were about to, I was like, man, are we going to hate on Jack today?
No. I'm proud of Jack. I wish Jack would have stood up for himself the other day when there was a conversation going on some other show where Jack got, he got bullied. I'm like, Jack, I know you. Okay, I've been around you long enough, Jack, where you like to correct people, and you didn't do any correcting on a situation. But I'm not going to bring that up. No big
okay.
deal.
All right.
I'm proud of Jack.
I'm proud of Jack.
Not just the weight loss thing.
Okay. What else has he done?
He played with the gas bags.
He did. He did well.
He volunteered himself with the softball.
Yeah. And still one of the best batting averages on the team.
Yeah, very well. Listen, very well.
And again, this is Jack first, but y'all as a group, gas bags, kickball.
Uh-huh.
I am incredibly proud of y'all for doing that. Because like I said,
thanks.
You set y'all up
yes.
for ungodly levels of criticism and, you know, ire. And again, y'all are like public figures putting yourself in a very vulnerable sports environment.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a real thing. And I listen to the jokes. I listen to the Nikki's gonna fail at putting the thing together. Y'all think, oh God, like, and the people who make the most jokes are the people that are scared to do it. Know it would be a fun thing to have an ESPN Louisville team. Know it would be fun. know it's activity that we all need. You know, we need something to get me out of the house, something to get me doing some exercise. Like, it, you know, it was a necessary thing for y'all to get in the league together. And to see the way people just, of course you got blasted. Of course you lose. You know, it's like, that's such a coward. That's just such a coward thing to sit on the sideline and not, you know, not participate, but make a joke. It's like, you're not allowed to make jokes about the gas bags record, or, you know, because y'all were cowards. You know, anybody who I read or listen to making fun of any at anything athletic y'all are doing, Jack included, I'm automatically, you're a coward in my general, you know, not macro. I'm not, you know, I'm not, it's not personal, but you're a coward. Like, that's why you make jokes about somebody who jumps out there. So I did want to go ahead. I didn't want to make that extra emotion. I'm coming from a wedding though, so.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, y'all got to remember, like, I'm at peak emotion leaving weddings. Play us out, Nikki, before I say anything else. Emotion. I'm proud of y'all though.
Well, thank
Jack,
you.
Good
Thanks,
job.
Thanks, man.
Good job, Jack.
It's hard to do what you're doing.
Dude, he's killing it.
He's making plays that in the kickball, he made a play. I'm not going to pretend like he's the quickest dude on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Still market improvement that could be made, but my man made a play that he wasn't making 3 months ago.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, he was legging stuff out. I was like, look at you. Look at you.
He's believing, baby.
Yeah.
As always, 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. YouTube channel made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 the Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.